Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. We have Jamie Lee Kwai in studio with us.
Aloha.
Jerry Larson's passion is to help believers make an eternal impact on other people in their circle of influence. The past 20 years, he's been traveling in 7 states teaching lifestyle evangelism seminars. And that's why we have this program, to provide another resource to lead someone to Christ. Maybe today you're listening and you haven't opened your heart to Jesus just yet. Well, in our time together with Jerry, we hope, we pray that your heart will be opened. That's why we have the Good Life radio show. It's to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, to the one who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, my friend, he rose again from the grave. And today the living Christ calls you to himself. Will you open your heart to Jesus? Jerry Larson graduated from Talbot Theological Seminary and Western Baptist Seminary. He pastored in Washington, Oregon, Arizona, and California. Jerry and his late wife, Nancy, were married for 54 years with 3 grown sons and 7 grandchildren. This is a pre-recorded interview. And join us now as Suzanne, Jamie, and I we'll be back to share insights with you along the way. Here's Jerry Larson. Jerry, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up, basically, I was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota with the rest of the Norwegians. And then I moved to, my mother and my twin sister and I moved to Spokane, Washington when we were 7. So that's really home for me.
What is it about the Pacific Northwest? I know your ministry has expanded in all those states and many churches. But what is it about the Pacific Northwest that has been so enchanting to you?
Well, I don't know if it's been enchanting, but I've lived in Oregon for 26 years as well as Washington. So this, the Pacific Northwest, has just kind of been, you know, my life all these years. Yeah. So, but after graduating from Talbot Seminary, I started out as a youth pastor for a couple of years and then took my first pastorate in Oregon.
What made you leave Oregon and Washington to go to sunny California to go to seminary?
Well, it was interesting because I came to Christ, I came to faith in Christ Easter week, my first year in college at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. And as coming to Christ at Easter, my life was so transformed that the ministry I had with students for 3.5 years, even the president of our college called me into his office and asked me why all the students on campus were talking about me. And so by the time I graduated from college, I had kids ask me why I didn't go into the ministry. Well, I never gave it any thought until the students started asking me. And then eventually I ended up at Talbot, because 2 seminary professors from there came to our church and spoke one summer. And then 2 months later, I was a new student at Talbot because of them.
Do you have some memories that take you back and leave a smile on your face there during your time at Talbot?
Oh, those were three of the greatest years in my life at Talbot. And by the way, while I was at Talbot, of course, being a brand new believer, basically, all the other students knew 10 times more than I did. But I think that's why I was probably 10 times hungrier to learn, because I knew so little. And it was such a great time when I was there. And then one of the years that I was there, I drove all over Los Angeles speaking in high schools and sharing my testimony and sharing with high school kids for one whole year. That was awesome.
And you and Nancy were married at that time?
No, we didn't get married until when I was a youth pastor in Spokane, Washington. This is after I graduated from Talbot.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Jerry, when you went for that year and spoke in all the different high schools, your story, what? Give us a snapshot of that story.
Well, basically, the story I gave in all the high schools where I went, I usually would take a passage of scripture that I could challenge them with. But the main thing I did was walk them through my conversion, because I felt like where I came from is where millions of people in America come from, and that they could relate to it.
And what was that?
Well, I'll give it to you in a nutshell, but and this is why I'm still, after sharing Christ for 63 years, I'm still passionate about it. I tell people that I had church and I had religion for 62 years. The first 20 years of my life, I had church and I had religion, but I had never personally put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And that's where a lot of people find themselves in our culture today. In other words, I heard the gospel, I believe the gospel, but I never responded and appropriated the gospel into my life until Easter week, my freshman year in college. And so that's the message that I drive home to people. The gospel, people need to hear this every day of our lives, practically. It's a conscious, willful choice to trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. And then I like to ask people, have you made a conscious, willful choice to trust Christ? And when did you do that? And if you've got if you're fuzzy about that, I want to help you with that. Because I heard it for years, and intellectually I believed it, but I never appropriated it into my life. You know, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He that eats this bread. And I didn't eat the bread until I was in college Easter week. And so I spent a lot of time helping people with that.
Was it pretty much an instant change, Jerry, that Easter weekend?
Well, it was a Paul in the Damascus Road for me. It was one of those, I'm walking in darkness and now I'm walking in light. Mm. I can remember, like I said, next month at Easter, I'll celebrate my 63rd spiritual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you where I was standing on the college campus all by myself in the middle of the afternoon, and all of a sudden I just looked up and said, God, I'm tired of running from you. I know Christ died for me. I want his love and forgiveness change my life. And within 2 hours, I had kids walk up to me and say, what has happened to you? And I was off and running.
Well, don't stop now. I love it.
How about Nancy? How did you meet?
Well, she was a student at Biola College at that time. And I met her, and then she went up to Westmont in Santa Barbara for a year and a half. And so we met there, and we married after I graduated from Talbot. and she had just finished 3 years of college. Hmm. And we have three grown sons.
Hmm. And you have been teaching lifestyle evangelism for
right,
decades.
I'm in my 21st year.
How does that work, lifestyle evangelism?
Well, here's what I try to do. Here's my passion, and then let me unpack it for you a little bit. The passion that drives my life is to help the average believer who has never gotten off the launching pad and talking about their faith. How do I help equip them to make a spiritual impact on the people in their circle of influence? That statement is the passion that drives my life and trying to equip people and helping them with that.
And how do you do it?
Well, basically, I do that by, I've got my little manual here that I walk people through. You know, I don't know what all to do with that. I start out with, in my whole seminars that I teach, and I believe that every church in America needs what I teach. And Suzanne has heard me enough to know, and I hope she believes me.
I do.
She feels the same way.
Yes.
That every church in America needs what I'm teaching. But the American church so many times is apathetic toward evangelism. I can't even get to first base with a lot of pastors. But I just try to tell
you. You're listening to Jerry Larson in a pre-recorded interview Suzanne and I had with him. As you can tell, Jerry has great passion for reaching people, but it's not just his passion for evangelism. What particularly stands out is his passion to help others in the body of Christ. These are people just like us, equipping us so that we can reach people in our own groups, in our own network, our own family members and friends. And that really gets down to the most essential parts of our lives. And I believe that's where the gospel ought to be shared and is really most powerful in terms of impact when we're able to do that by the grace of God. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Jerry Larson and some dialogue between Jamie Lee Kwai, Suzanne Maurer, myself, and of course, always with a heart for you, dear friend, in mind. You are in our hearts, in our prayers. We're grateful that you're joining with us today. And to gain, to glean, to learn, to be built up from a person like Jerry Larson, who has dedicated his life to equipping others to share the gospel. Maybe you have a family member or friend that you've been praying for, that you've been hoping that one day they will come to know Jesus Christ. Well, today with Jerry and his sharing, you'll be equipped to do that. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I've heard it many, many times. People have talked to me and they've shared a burden that they carry. A yearning they have in their heart to see a loved one or a friend of many years, maybe a parent, maybe a grandparent, or a friend who's been very close to them, but that friend of theirs, for one reason or another, has not yet opened their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And someone that understands the meaning of the gospel, understands the beauty and the joy and the fulfillment of life with Christ has a burden. If that's you, if you've ever felt that way, ever had some of those questions, well, Jerry Larson, our guest today, in this pre-recorded interview, has some things that we all can not only learn from, but be inspired by. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. Maybe you tuned in the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'm joined today, as usual, with my co-host Suzanne Maurer and a special guest, a member of our broadcast team in studio with us, Jamie Lee Kwai. And we'll be back to share some insights as we listen further to this time together with Jerry Larson. And here's now more with Jerry.
Suzanne has heard me enough to know, and I hope she believes me.
I do.
She feels the same way.
Yes.
That every church in America needs what I'm teaching, but the American church so many times is apathetic toward evangelism. I can't even get to first base with a lot of pastors. But I just try to tell people, and I begin with how God has uniquely called us, prepared us, and positioned us in our world to make an impact for him. Mm-hmm. And then I go into the Jesus touch, and then the ways that anyone can communicate Christ. What is evangelism? Spend some time with that. And then I talk about how, you know, God nudges, how God uses us in people's lives to start the ball rolling in the process of making them conscious for their need of Christ so that they'll put their faith and trust in him. Mm-hmm. And I spend a lot of time talking about, too, how prayer is the most essential ingredient. And I think the reason I believe that is because my mother cried and prayed for me on her knees all through my teenage years. And praying that God would get a hold of my life. And I realize how prayer is what is the key to preparing the soil for the seed that we plant. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm sharing Christ every day of my life, practically. And every time I come to Hawaii, I'm in hog heaven here. I'm talking to people every day, and it's just that you can't. If I told you what happened in the last 2 weeks, you wouldn't believe it. So anyway, it's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us some stories. Stories of how the Lord has used you to lead others to Christ.
Oh, you want some stories?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where to begin. But anyway, let me start with maybe two or three of my favorite stories. I've got hundreds of these. But I was walking on the beach, and I met a couple. This was in Oregon. Walking on the beach, and I met a couple who were vacationing from a little town in Illinois. And I said, how in the world did you ever get to Oregon? They said, well, we saw a little notice in a magazine, and we decided to come here. And we just met each other on the beach. And so I asked them, you know, back home if they had any religious background. And the wife said, well, I go to church, but my husband doesn't, because he just doesn't get it. And I said to the husband, if I explained it to you in a way that I think you could get it, would you be interested? And he said, I sure would be. I'm on vacation. I got nothing but time. So I walked him through. Here's how I came to Christ. When I finally realized that Jesus went to that cross for me, he paid my sin debt. What have I done with that? And I realized I hadn't done anything with that. And then that's when I personally put my faith and trust in Christ, and I had a spiritual birth, and for the first time in my life, I knew I was loved and forgiven, and I had a peace that I'd never known before. And I walked him through that. And his husband said, that's exactly what I need. That's exactly what I want. Can I have it right now? And I smiled and said, well, if you want it right now, you can have it right now. So we're standing there in the sand on the beach. The husband prayed, the wife prayed, I prayed. Both of them asked Christ to forgive their sin and to be their Savior. And then they both looked up, threw their arms around me and said, this is the happiest day of our life. And it was just, anyway, we were off and running. Hmm. That was one of my stories that, you know, that I'll never forget.
Tell us another one.
And so it's just interesting how God, this is what amazes me, because one of the things I started doing a few years ago, and I think it's a real key to a lot of what I do, I started to pray every day, Lord, bring people into my life that I can touch for you. And then I started to pray, Lord, bring people into my life where you're already at work. They just need to get hooked up to people like one of us to help them get to where they need to go. And we all know that God loves to answer that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, since we're talking like that, my 99-year-old aunt called me from Arkansas 2 weeks ago, and a year and a half ago, I led her to Christ over the telephone in Arkansas on her 98th birthday. And anyway, so...
Well, prayer is something we talk about from time to time. At certain instances, we may talk about prayer with a little bit more emphasis. But the question really is, do we pray? Do we see a correlation between our prayers, our bringing requests before God, our time alone with God, God by His Spirit leading, directing us in our prayers, and God's answers to prayers? Suzanne, Jamie, as we listen to Jerry, in relation to prayer, and even evangelism, how do those insights relate with you?
I'm actually going to let Suzanne answer that question because we were just talking about this on the break and she brought up that word prayer. And after she finishes, I'll follow up with another word that Jerry used repetitively in this message.
I've shared before with our listeners, Danny, but in 1986 at a Navigator conference, I learned the value of the morning prayer, and it's taken from a song, Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. But before my feet hit the carpet in the morning, I ask God to melt me and then mold me. And when that mold is according to His perfection for that day, to fill me to overflowing with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that He would delight in using me and that His kingdom would be increased and I would glorify Him that day. And Jerry said something very, very similar, and I just think prayer is the key. So, Jamie, what were you thinking?
I think for a lot of us Christians, Jerry hit the nail on the head. I mean, I myself, I think I struggle with this same issue, that being a Christian for a while, but being able to share that, the gospel with somebody can be tricky, can be scary. And when you know to yourself, your life isn't maybe clean or you're not qualified and whatnot. But in addition to prayer, Jerry also mentioned a word, prepared. Mm-hmm. And it immediately drew me to 1 Peter 3:15, where it says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. And I think that's what Jerry's doing. That's his calling. Jerry's living this out. And I was just telling Suzanne on break, I really want his number because all of us Christians are called to be prepared. When? Always. So I think this is a very good message for our listeners, especially those of us who are Christians that are really struggling with this issue and getting the gospel out there to the ends of the earth, as we're commanded.
Jamie, you mentioned something about prepared, and but you preface it with saying, you know, sometimes we don't feel prepared. Our lives may not be right, or in the position that we would normally think. So it's, I think you're talking about the reality of life, even as a Christ follower, where there may be instances, maybe, dear one, as you listen, as we share in this time together with you, maybe there are times you feel, well, I'm not qualified right now to share the gospel. In essence, maybe you're broken. Maybe you slipped along the way. Maybe you've even fallen, and might not have gone to that furthest extreme. Maybe somewhere along the way, but you just hesitate because you haven't gotten it together. We'll put it that way. Now, in the midst of that, could God still use us to share the gospel, or do we refrain? Do we step back if God provides an opportunity? I'm trying to be real here with the life that we live in, the world in which we engage with people, with all our foibles. Could God work even through that? I know it doesn't sound perfect, but could God use us even in those moments?
And I want to add, Danny, that I believe the answer to that is yes. I mean, if we look at all the characters or people that the Lord used in the Bible, every single one of them were disqualified. But it's through Jesus Christ and a relationship with Him that makes us qualified. And I think as Christians, we really have to rest in that and really just put our 2 feet in that, and that assurance that because of Jesus, because of the price that He paid for us, and that we accepted that free gift of salvation, that we are qualified.
And the other thing is, that's where the prayer is so important, because we also, and I'm reminding myself, need to remember, Jesus is the one that's going to bring someone to salvation. So we need to trust Him to speak through us and let His light shine through us. And then He's the one that will complete the good work that's begun in us.
Well, our dear brother Jerry Larson has much more to share, and some of it, that resonates even as we dialogue, you know, as the Spirit of God in our time together with you, dear friend. He orchestrates things even as we share face-to-face, as it were, with each other and as we interact with Jerry Larson. When we come back, Jerry will share more out of his life. And that's one of the beauties of hearing a person who has dedicated himself for so many years to leading people to the Lord Jesus consistently, but even more so, to equip people like us, like you, like Suzanne, like Jamie, to do that in our own lives. Can you imagine if each one of us reached the people in our own circle of influence, maybe 2, 3, 5, 10 people in our own lives, how many people would be reached around the world? More from our friend Jerry Larson when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, yes. Somebody says, oh, I'm not ready. I got to get... It's almost like coming to Christ, you know. It's like someone saying, I'm not ready to come to Jesus because I need to get my act together. Well, maybe in that sanctified way, as we are believers now, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary, we may have some hiccups in our lives and we think, well, you know, I'm not all there yet, so I'm not going to share the gospel because my testimony is not as strong as I think it should be. Well, before our break, we had a little discussion about, well, is that really so? Or is there a grace that God is giving us? Not to say this is easy believism, that just believe in Christ and do whatever you want. No, but the fact that there's a struggle indicates that the Spirit of God is indeed working in our lives. But even so, through our foibles, spiritual hiccups, as it were, God maybe could use even our weaknesses as we share with someone else. You know, the broken pot always leaks. And if it's the Spirit of God that's leaking through us and touching someone else's life, how beautiful and how powerful that is. And it's not us, as Suzanne and Jamie was saying and Jerry was saying. It's the Lord who does the saving. It's the saving grace of God. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Jamie Lee Kwai. Thank you for joining us. You can find out more about our program, get our free podcast and other resources at thegoodlifehawaii.com. This is a pre-recorded interview with Jerry Larson. Of course, Jamie, Suzanne, and I are sharing more insights as we listen to Jerry. Here's more with Jerry.
My 99-year-old aunt called me from Arkansas 2 weeks ago, and a year and a half ago, I led her to Christ over the telephone in Arkansas on her 98th birthday. And anyway, so she calls me now because she says, when I talk to you, I feel close to God. And she wants me to come back there in June to celebrate her 100th birthday.
You better go.
And I'm praying that God, God will send some extra funds so I can go and share Christ with the rest of my family back there. And that's another thing I praise God for, because I know, Suzanne, you know this, that God has uniquely blessed me with my relatives, which really fill a lot of people with fear. Because one of the things I do in my seminar, I try to help train people on how to be more effective with their relatives because of how many of them I've led to Christ in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed for my dad for 53 and a half years. And I led him to Christ when he was almost 98, 4 months before he died. And I flew back there twice and shared with him, and then flew back and did his memorial service. And it was a happy day in all of our lives.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We could go on here till Jesus comes back, you know.
I know that. Tell him about the couple at the pool yesterday.
Oh, my, oh, good gravy. Yesterday, I was at the swimming pool by our condo here, and a guy came over and opened the gate for me to get in the pool, and so he was in the lounge chair next to me, and he was announcing on the fact that he and his wife were celebrating their 24th wedding anniversary, and he said he'd been on the internet, and he'd been, I don't know, all the other things he was trying to do, but he was trying to find somebody, maybe a pastor, that might be able to renew their vows with them. And I smiled and I said, you're sitting next to the person you won't believe this. I said, I've married probably 300 couples, and I would be delighted to go down to the beach tomorrow afternoon and do a special service for you and your wife and your two kids, and we'll celebrate your anniversary, and I'll renew the vows with you. And how's this? My grandson that's with me is a professional photographer. He's got his camera. We'll even take pictures for you. How's that? And so I share Jesus with them, and you can't believe them. They're out of their mind over this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, Suzanne, I have a question I typically ask our listeners, our guests.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most passionate about? But somehow I think that has already been answered.
Well, and this is what I discovered when I met Jerry, when I was with Waterhouse. And so we've done several churches together, and we've gotten reconnected, and we're going to keep him going, because Jerry has a workbook that everybody that takes his seminar has a copy of, but he goes through it in layman terms, if you will, for the layman, and gives them a comfortable way to share Christ, especially with their family. And it'd be fun to know, Jerry, how many people in whose lives God has used you, because I know it's in the thousands.
Yeah, it's beyond. If you got time for one more story?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, two years ago when I was here in Maui, 2 years ago I was down at the swimming pool, and there was a lady that was in the water, but she was just on the side of the pool with her arms up on the ledge, and I moved my way over toward her, and I said, hello, I said, hi, I said, my name is Jerry, where are you from? And she told me where she was from. And then right out of the clear blue sky, she said to me, oh, I just wish somebody would talk to me about God. That's what she said to me. And she said, then she said to me, why are you smiling? And I said, well, I'm smiling because I think that you don't have no idea who's standing next to you and how much I would love to talk to you about God. And I shared my testimony in the gospel with her. And I led her to Christ, both of us just standing in the swimming pool there. And then she left that day, and I went and got her a good Bible and some extra things to take home to help her grow. And, mm-hmm. Oh, she was thrilled to death with the whole thing. But I'll never forget that. That was, you know, that's another one of those things. God, bring people into my life that are open and are ready.
Well, as I listen to Jerry, I am thinking, wow. You know, when you pray, there is a sense of the opportune, that is a life of expectance, because you're praying to the Lord God about providing these moments to reach people, and God brings people as you reach them. A couple of things. Number one, someone might be saying, and Jamie, Suzanne, someone might be saying, well, of course, if you're more of a type A personality, you're more vocal, doesn't that come naturally to some people and unnatural to others? And therefore, that's why God has given certain people certain gifts. We should talk about that. But before we do, I'd like to just give a little bit of a confession of something that happened. I had an opportunity recently as I listened to Jerry, I missed, because people were actually talking about my story here in Boston, about my fall, and I was overwhelmed with a sense of, kind of an odd sense of shyness, this odd sense of not wanting to talk too much about my story, when I think it would have been a great opportunity to really bring in the grace of God and the love of God in preserving me and saving me and giving me an opportunity to not only a second chance, but many chances in life. And I just share that as a startup, because maybe tying in with what we said even before the last break, but sometimes we miss opportunities, but that doesn't mean we need to stop. But anyway, going back, Jamie, Suzanne, any thoughts in relation to what Jerry said or what I brought in just recently?
Yeah, when you just brought in the whole idea of maybe it's somebody's personality, I was just hit with the idea that I don't think it's personality as much as it is obedience to God's call. And I was just sitting here thinking about that, how these people are sent to Jerry, or he comes across these people. And I wonder if it's because of Jerry's obedience that he is always prepared to give an answer, mm-hmm. that God is using him for that. Because of his obedience, yes. He's reading God's word, he's listening to it, but he's also doing it. And because of his obedience, that God's like, you know what? I'm going to use you. I'm going to bring people your way because you are prepared. Mm-hmm. I need to send people to people who are prepared to give them a reason for the hope that they have. So I think it's obedience more than it is personality.
Mm-hmm. And couple that with, remember, prayer. Asking God to use us, yes. and expecting then. As you go through the day, just expecting opportunities. But I also want to share something from our wonderful technician, Chaz, who says that God doesn't send the prepared, he prepares those he sends. Now, that's not a direct quote, but I hope you get the idea from it.
Well, we think about prayer and the expectation. Well, God sends people. Maybe this is related to what Chaz was mentioning too. When he says, like he sent that lady to Jerry in the pool. By the way, he experiences a lot near the water, huh?
Yeah. He does. Jerry, he likes the pool.
Yes.
So that's something, kind of a place that the Lord uses him, near the water.
He needs to think about moving to Hawaii.
As a water man, right? But, well, and here's the other thing. God uses us in the places that we move about in our lives. It's sort of an organic expectancy that God brings as we move naturally, organically in our lives. But someone being prepared. So, Jamie, you mentioned being prepared. God prepares Suzanne through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord brings people to us, we can rest assured that the whole orchestration of this encounter is by God. And therefore, we can be expectant that the person that the Lord has brought comes with a certain level of an expectancy themselves. Because, well, that's why they're coming to us, or that's why they're near us. Is it by chance? Is it just, you know, you can say the word serendipity seems like, okay, some serendipitous moment, this is just happening, but it's not by chance. It's a divine appointment that we quite often overlook.
Danny, just a real quick true story. I'm going to say 6 years ago, I learned of a friend of one of my children whose husband was dying of cancer, and he asked me to help reach out, and I was able to through some books, through prayer, and he did end up dying, and I continued to be a support from afar. And then she, a year ago, ended up moving to this island, and we don't see each other often, but she contacted me this weekend and for the first time shared with me how much my prayer and how helpful I had been through the Lord at that time. Now, she had a friend that was dying, and could I help her help that friend? So sometimes we never even know if we've reached out and God has used us. And then sometimes, like this situation, it took years before I found out. So availability, prayer, obedience.
Indeed. When we come back, more from Jerry Larson. A few more moments with him. I think the exposure is good for all of us because he oozes love for the Lord Jesus. He oozes love for people. And his life has been exemplary for decade upon decade. When we come back from our break, more from Jerry Larson. Brother Chaz Vantai sends a quote, God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And my friend, you're called. We're called. We are called to share the love of Jesus. We are called to do the great, glorious work of evangelism. He qualifies us as we're called to do it. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The life of expectancy because of prayer. We talk about prayer, we emphasize prayer from time to time, but we don't always extract the sweet nectar of prayer in our lives. That is, expecting God to move because we spent so much time with the Lord in the request. And as my professor from Biola University, the late Dr. Curtis Mitchell, used to teach us, as we pray, God the Holy Spirit changes us as we're praying, even strengthening our determination, strengthening, that is, our resolve, making things clearer to us as we pray. And then, of course, the expectancy along the way comes with it. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. It's great that you're with us today. Thanks for joining us. We're in this pre-recorded interview, sharing in this time with Jerry Larson, an evangelist, pastor, and one who loves to equip others to share their faith. Here's more with Jerry Larson, and Suzanne and I will be back with more insights as we close up our show.
My testimony of the gospel with her, and I led her to Christ, both of us just standing in the swimming pool there. And then she left that day, and I went and got her a good Bible and some extra things to take home to help her grow. And, she was thrilled to death with the whole thing. But I'll never forget that. That was, that's another one of those things. God, bring people into my life that are open and are ready. Just get me next to Him.
Mm-hmm.
If every believer prayed that way, just look at what happened.
But you hit it, Jerry. It's the prayer that you pray every morning, and then you're waiting in expectation for God to use you. And what a wonderful way to live.
Oh, it's the greatest way to live. I tell you, nobody in the world, everybody I've met in the last 2 weeks said they can't believe my age.
Mm-hmm.
It's not age, I like to tell people, I've got a lot of men have a lot of degrees and no temperature.
Jerry, I said,
I've got a heart that's on fire for Jesus Christ, and that's all that matters.
Jerry, what do you teach lay people of how to reach their families? I'm very interested in hearing what you teach.
Well, what I teach is what I teach is, trust me, this is not profound. But what I basically, I'm trying to find my notes. I've got my notes here somewhere, but anyway, I can't find them right this minute. But anyway, here's my point. My point is what I try to help people to understand is that when it comes to family, we need to preach less and love more and love more. And I think the biggest reason that God has used me with all of my family is because they know I love them. They know I pray for them. I keep in contact with them. I write to them. How are you doing? It's Jerry. I love you. I'm praying for you. Let's keep in contact. And then as the time goes by and I do share Christ with them, they're twice as responsive because it's coming from someone that stayed in contact with them, and they know I've been praying for them and loving them for a long period of time. That's number one, because a lot of people don't even keep in contact with their family. You know that.
Jerry Larson reminds us about preaching less and loving more. And of course, he's given us some examples. It causes me to pause just to think about my own family, my own friends. There are so many that sometimes I'm so focused on reaching more and more people, but what about the people that God has already placed in my life, placed in your life? Maybe a couple of people, 3, 5, 10? Can we reach them? Jerry is a gift from God, a godsend, to remind us practically, simply. And if we will begin to implement some of what he's reminded us to do by his example, I believe that we will begin, by the power of God's Spirit, to see more and more people come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God will use you, dear one. God will use me. God will use Suzanne and Jamie Lee Kwai. God will use us. Chaz Ontai, he will use us. So, my friend, I hope that you were encouraged today from this time that we've shared with Jerry Larson. You know, as we typically say, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. And if you'd like to stand with us with your financial partnership and prayer, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 105, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Jerry Larson. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave